Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Unwind with Presh. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are tuning in for the first time, you are welcome and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the month of May. This is a new month. It's like this year is running so fast. Or am I the only one feeling so? Anyways, welcome to the month of May and I pray that all the blessings that God has for us this month would get to us in Jesus' name. Amen. So on this episode, I will be doing a book review. The title of the book is How to Win Friends and Influence People. The book is by Dale Carnegie and it's just divided into four parts where he talked on different things, how to handle people, how to win people to your way of thinking, how to be a good leader, and then I think the last part is about relationships, something like that. But then he gave about 30 something principles, 30 to 35 principles on how to better your association with people, how to make a lasting impact on people. And it's a book I would actually recommend for people to read. It's a very interesting read. So he gave about 35 principles and I can't talk of all of them on this episode. So I selected seven of them to talk on. I think there will be a part two, maybe not. There will be a part two where I'll talk on some of the principles. But on this episode, I'll be talking of seven of the principles he gave. And the first is, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Some of us that like criticizing people, we like complaining. We are always rebuking, we are criticizing. We've never said anything good about what somebody is doing. It might be the person's business, it might be the person's dressing or anything. But we are always condemning and we are always complaining. And one thing we don't know is that criticizing, it actually wounds a person and it reduces the person's self-esteem and sense of importance. So we should, there are times that just cut down on the criticism, cut down on the condemning and cut down on the complaining. It's not every time that we always have something negative to say about what somebody is doing. No, it's not good. Don't criticize, condemn or complain. Most especially if you know that you can't actually do what that person is doing, or you can't actually do it the way that person is doing, then don't criticize. I think I saw a post, I listened to something where the man was talking that if you know you don't have a better way of doing something, if you know you don't have a better way of improving something and you see somebody doing it, then don't criticize, don't complain. Just leave the person to continue. The second principle is give honest and sincere appreciation. There's a thing I do here, especially we Africans, there's a thing we do say that, if you praise the person or if you give the person appreciation, something like that, the person's head will be big. The person will not do it well again. I know I do hear that saying, but I can't really say it the way I do hear it. Something, no praise. If you praise and the head go big, there are times we need to actually appreciate people. There are times we need to actually appreciate people's effort. If you've done business with somebody and the person served you well, the person satisfied you, tell the person thank you, appreciate the person. Tell the person I like your services. We should always learn to give honest and sincere appreciation. It's not every time, even if somebody has done something good and you feel like this person has done well, say it. Tell the person you've done well. In fact, it will even ginger the person to do more. It will ginger the person to be better. The person will be like, I did well, let me try my best to be better this time around. The third point is smile. Smile. Don't be carrying face as if the whole problem of the world is on your head. The truth is, we came to this world to meet problems and we would die and leave problems. So we should learn to smile. I feel this is especially for business owners. This is especially for people that have one thing or the other and they want people to buy into it. Maybe your investment, your company or something. Learn to smile. I know that there are several people I've vowed that I would never buy anything from, even if they are the last people selling stuff on this earth, and why? Because they did not smile when I went to buy something from them. I think there was this particular shop I went to. When I went to buy something from her, the woman was frowning her face, and then she was rude. She was kind of rude, and I was like, I'm coming to patronize you with my money. So until today, I know that I do skip that shop, even if my mom sends me and I don't go there. I would rather tell my mom that they don't have that thing rather than go there. Learn to smile. That might be the reason why you're losing customers. So learn to smile. And smiling makes you look younger. And this to say it now, that smiling makes you look younger. You won't get wrinkled on time. Smile. The fourth principle is show respect for other people's opinion. Yeah. In a world where we have different opinions, everybody have the way they are thinking, everybody have the way they see things, learn to show respect for other people's opinion. Even if the person's opinion is bad, even if the person's opinion is wrong, show respect for the person's opinion. Don't totally write off someone's opinion. And by the way, I do say this thing, say that in this world we live, all of us cannot have the same opinion. If we all have the same opinion, then this world will be a very, very boring place. Like, learn to show respect for other people's opinion. Definitely, the way your opinion would not tally with another person's opinion. Like, no two human beings think the same way. Even twins don't think the same way. So learn to show respect for other people's opinion. Let it not be that it's always my opinion, me. Some of us, we can do that thing very well. It's like, if that opinion is not coming from us, then let's wave it off. It must be my own way. It must be my own opinion. It must be my idea. It must be how I feel we should do this thing. No, learn to show respect for other people's opinion. And by the time you show respect for other people's opinion, there will be a level of truth that person is saying. That person can give what you want to do in a whole light, especially if you are in a team. If you are in a team with other people, learn to show respect for other people's opinion. Don't let it be that it's always you that must talk, it's always you that must bring the suggestion. If it's not you, then nobody else. See, that way you're even creating enmity for yourself. You're going about creating people that will hate you, and you'll be shouting, haters. This might be the reason why. So learn to show respect for other people's opinion. I think that's the fourth principle. The fifth principle is, if you are wrong, admit it quickly and emphatically. I had to stress this one because as human beings, we are always defensive. Like, when something happens, we tend to be defensive a lot. The first thing, when something happened, the first thing we want to do is, when someone say, why did you do this thing? The first thing we want to say, it's because of, like, we are quick to be defensive. We are always blaming something. Like, we are always passing the fault to something. That word, sorry, S-O-R-R-Y, like, five letter word, it's very, very hard for us to say. It's maybe after a series of arguments that's when we'll now be like, sorry. So if you are wrong, learn to admit it quickly and emphatically. Like, that way you will save your stress. I think this has worked for me before. Someone, I did something, and then the person was trying to say, why did you do it? And immediately I was like, I know I'm wrong, I'm very sorry for that. And the person was like, oh no, it's not like that, I'm just saying you'd have done it better the next time. And I'm like, oh, this actually works. So learn to admit, like, if you are wrong, admit it quickly and emphatically. There's no big deal in saying, I know I'm wrong, I'm very sorry about that. Or maybe, like, it will even save yourself the stress of arguing and trying to prove a point on why you are wrong. Yes, because that's what most of us do. We want to prove why we are wrong. We want to prove as if being wrong is actually something good. Like, there's no big deal in saying sorry immediately. If you are wrong, I am very sorry. It was my mistake, and I promise never to do it again. As simple as that. It will even save your stress. It will even save you stress. Like, to save your energy. Then the sixth principle is try honestly to see things from the other person's point of view. This goes in line with show respect for other people's opinion. But I feel this principle is, especially if the person has done something wrong, like try to find out, try to see things from the person's point of view. Where is this person coming from? What is this person trying to say? Put yourself in the person's shoes, safe. If I was this person, what, like, if I'm thinking like this person, is this what I would say? What will I do? And all that. Try to see things from someone's point of view. The seventh principle is call attention to people's mistakes indirectly. All these ones nice to be like, let me tell you the truth, let me say it as it is. And we not call let's call a spade a spade. Yes, we will not call white gray. And all those sayings we say to back up our harsh words we say to people. Try, like, when you see somebody, the person makes a mistake, try to call the person's attention to it indirectly. There are ways you will say it and the person will feel, oh, this thing this person have said has touched me and all that. But some of us will be like, no, if we don't tell you the truth the way it is, let's say it as it is. It's not every time you say it as it is. There are times you say it as it is, and then there are times you call people's attention to what they are saying and to their mistake indirectly. Talk to people like in a calm way. Tell the person calmly, this is what you've done, and I feel this is how you can amend. This is this, this is that, and I feel this is how you can better yourself. Call people's attention to their mistakes indirectly. I know I said I was going to give seven principles, but I think I should add three to just make it 10. Should I? One mind is telling me add three to make it 10. Another mind is saying I should just wrap up the episode. But then I think I'll add the three to make it 10. So I said he talked on relationship also. So I'll be picking the remaining three from the relationship aspect. And the first one is don't nag. Don't nag. If you are in a relationship, don't nag. I think I did an episode of abusive relationship, and I talked on nagging under a form of emotional abuse, where you are always complaining about what somebody does. Every time you don't see the good thing in what your partner does. So don't nag. Let it not be that every time you're always complaining, maybe you're this, maybe you're that, you don't dress well, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't nag. Especially we as women, we like nagging a lot. Like, we nag about everything. He does not call you in the morning, you nag about it. He does not buy you a gift, you nag about it. He does not do this one for you, you nag about it. Don't nag. Then the second one under this aspect is give honest appreciation. Give honest appreciation. I've said about give honest and sincere appreciation, but for this part it's talking about relationship. When your partner does something to you, learn to tell the person thank you, give the person appreciation. In fact, it's not even till when the person does something for you before you can even appreciate the person and tell the person thank you for being with you safe. Because some of us have troubles in this life that we can't even be with ourselves. Talk more of somebody being with us. So give honest appreciation. Learn to tell your partner thank you. Once in a while, just send your partner a text message. Thank you for being there for me all this while. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for staying with me. It must not be that see the person buy you your favorite gift or something. Is that time you now be like, baby, thank you so much. No, out of the blue, just tell your partner thank you. Give honest appreciation out of the blue. And rule 5 is, sorry, I said rule 5, that's because it's numbered rule 1-7 under in this thing. But the last principle I would be giving is pay little attention to your partner. I feel like we as women, we don't do this a lot, especially to the guys. Like, we feel, you know, in Africa, we feel a guy does not have emotions and all that. He's hardcore, he's this, he's that, he's this one. A man is not supposed to cry. A man is supposed to be the one doing all the loving, and you as the woman, you'll be the one receiving all the loves and all that. But there are times that when you pay attention, you actually discover that your partner needs something. There are ways, like, pay attention, pay little attention. It might even be that he does not even, like, notice it and all that. Just pay little attention, and if there are ways you can help. Because I feel like this part, most of us ladies, we want a quality time. We want them to spend with us. We see a buying of gift, we want them to do. We want them to always appreciate us. We want them to always do this to us. We always, you'll be like, can't you see my mood was not good today? That's because you don't pay attention to me and all that. And I'm like, these guys said that are actually paying attention to them. What are we doing for them? We are not even paying attention to them. So learn to pay. I feel like I'm emphasizing this part for the women mostly, because I feel in this part of our world, we cheat guys very well when we are in a relationship. Like, we always expect the loving, we always expect from them, we always expect them to be there for us. Meanwhile, we don't pay attention to them. So pay little attention. Thank you so much. So these are the principles. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Give honest and sincere appreciation. Smile. Show respect for other people's opinion. If you are wrong, admit it quickly and emphatically. Try honestly to see things from the other person's point of view. Call attention to people's mistakes indirectly. Don't nag. Give honest appreciation and pay little attention. Now, all these things, it's not like there are principles that you must follow hook, line, and sinker. No, it's actually just a guide to help better your relationship with other people. It's actually to help you win. There are parts he talked on that I think I might do a part two of this episode, because there are parts he talked on how to make an impression on customers, how to make people buy things from you and want to come back again. So all these things are just things that will help us to be better persons, to have better associations, and to be people that people be like, oh, I like so late, I like so person because this is the way this person is. I like so person because this is the way this person is. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. And like I said, these are not principles that you follow hook, line, and sinker, but they just help you to be better persons. And in this month of May, I feel we should be intentional about our associations. We should be intentional about ourselves. So thank you once again for listening to this episode. You can follow Unwind with Presh on Instagram. The name is Precious Ore at on end. The name is what? I'm forgetting my Instagram handle. Like, how can I? How? Anyways, look for the hashtag Unwind with Presh or Precious Moments. The name is Precious Ore on Instagram. I'll be dropping plenty details. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much once again for tuning in, and enjoying the rest of your week.